Age of Context, Mobile Sensors, Data, and the Future of Privacy. Author, Robert Scobie and Shael Israel. A storm is coming. A recent history of technology has certainly proved that change is inevitable, and the disruption it causes often brings inconvenience and opportunity. In The Perfect Storm, author Sebastian Junger described a rare but fierce weather phenomenon that caused the convergence of three meteorological forces: warm air, cool air, and tropical moisture. But our perfect storm is composed not of three forces, but five, and they are technological rather than meteorological. Mobile devices, social media, big data, sensors, and location-based services. Together, these forces have created the conditions for an unstoppable perfect storm of epic proportion, the age of context. Previously, computers didn't know anything about you or your context. Today, the age of context brings a new kind of mobile or wearable computer that can wirelessly interact with hundreds of sensors around you. The marvels of the contextual age are based on the trade-off. The more technology knows about you, the more benefits you'll receive. The five forces. 1. Mobile. Mobile is the aggregator of the other four forces. It's where they all converge. The smartphone is now the primary device for most people. This has been made possible by the great migration of data from our individual computers to the cloud, and it's now being strengthened by its accommodation and contextual applications. Your device is your key to all the power of the internet. 2. Social media. Social media is essential to the new age of context. It's in our online conversations that we make it clear what we like, where we are, and what we are looking for. As social media integrates our mobile data, sensors, and location-based technologies, it serves as a fount of our highly personalized content. And that content allows technology to understand the context of who you are, what you are doing, and what you are likely to do next. 3. Data. Data is the oxygen of the age of context. It's often referred to as big data because the amount that has been accumulated is so vast. However, it's not the big data mountain that matters so much to people. It's those tiny little spoonfuls we extract whenever we search, chat, view, listen, buy, or do anything else online. In a couple of seconds, we find precisely those three tweets and a piece of information or a photo that we're searching for. 4. Sensors. Sensors are simple little things that measure and report on change, and in doing so, they emulate the five human senses. They are being attached to all sorts of living and inert objects so that they can share what they observe. Because sensors seem to be watching and listening to you, as well as understanding what you are doing, they, like big data, sometimes freak people out. 5. Location. Without location, there is no context. This explains why Google had to develop the Android operating system, so it could evolve into the mobile platform that wins the Who Knows Its Users Best contest. It also explains why Google Plus doesn't aspire to become a head-to-head social network competitor with Facebook, but instead plans to be a social network most closely integrated with Google's expanding suite of contextual products. Google wants to know you so well that it can predict what you'll do next. The customer in context. Retail changed a lot last century. It started with shops where merchants recognized many customers as neighbors and treated them all that way. It culminated with the birth of the internet commerce, where retailers could scale and improve efficiency without any human contact at all. Telling websites information about yourself is like investing in a global data bank. The more you tell the world about yourself, the more the world can give you what you want. Still, many people will find this chilling. While we are most certainly see why, we believe that this shift is inevitable. Cloud-based government. Open cloud and 3D modeling help the new connected generations see the future of their cities and simultaneously have say in their development. All sorts of plans, records, and city modelling are being removed from locked vaults in open cloud, where citizens can access far more than ever before, and they can do it on mobile apps. Compare that with a traditional way of finding public information. Formerly, a citizen had to spend an afternoon entombed in the Hall of Records, poring over blueprints, thick folders, and microfilm. The quantified self. Millions of wearable devices are being invented to help people get fitter. In fact, health is becoming the largest category of all wearable applications today. The very high end of these devices is the Basis. Basis is a wrist-based health tracker and online personal dashboard designed to help people easily incorporate healthy habits into their daily routines. Designed for wellness and fitness, with five sensors inside, it measures pulse, perspiration rate, activity, body temperature, and sleep quality. Sensors on pills. Although all five forces play a role in contextual health, sensors enjoy a starring role. They are doing everything from helping people lose weight to arming doctors in the fight against cancer. Redwood City is one of the several early phase pioneers in sensor-based health technology. They make a silicon chip the size of a grain of sand, and that's embedded in a safely digested pill that's swallowed. When the chip mixes with the stomach acids, the process is powered by the body's electricity and transmits data to the patch worn on by the skin. The patch transmits the data via Bluetooth to a mobile app, which then transmits the data to a central database where there is a technician that can verify the patient has taken his medications. Trust is the new currency. Up to this point, we've extolled the virtues of the new technology that can improve our homes, health, transportation, communication, work lives, and the planet that we live on. Contextual technology is helping us explore our outer space in our inner body. However, we've been negligent if we didn't point out that the price we pay for many of these benefits is our personal privacy. Loss of personal privacy has been going on for a long time. In the early days of the home telephone, party lines enabled your neighbours to listen to your conversations without your knowledge. Now your credit card numbers are stored online where they're often shared between vendors, also without your knowledge. This chipping away of personal information even accelerated when we moved online. Sweet contextual home. There really is no place like home. It's a safe haven for you and your loved ones, the most personal of all your spaces. The contextual age is about to transform a great deal about your home. The Internet of All Things will enable intimate objects to communicate with each other and with you on your mobile device. The device will manage just about everything in your home, and you won't need a keyboard to take up that space or slow you down. The results will be safer, sustainable, and more secure homes. But after all, the technology has always been and always will be just a set of tools for people to use or abuse when they see fit. We can gush about the virtues or agonise about the dangers until we turn purple. What the age of context will look like 25 years from now is really up to us.